for those of us who are law abiding, we can definitely focus our attention on intra-provincial travel, which has of course been very welcomed. And we try to showcase this whenever we do our Wanderlust Wednesday, the things that we can get done. And so I'll be speaking to Caroline Fouchier, who is the marketing manager for Lekker Slaap, an Afrikaans medium platform, and I suppose directing people towards Afrikaans-friendly accommodation around the country and within the Western Cape in particular. And so we hear from her about how they feel about this intra-provincial travel that has been made available in today's Wanderlust Wednesday.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emoloto on Cape Talk.
Caroline, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Refilwe.
Yes. Okay. So we know the reliance that the industry, the tourism industry has, or at least the economy, let's say, has on tourism itself. And Lekker Slaap is a really great platform for actually seeing the breadth of offerings. You know, it's not just your traditional hotels. In fact, we get to spot all these wonderful self-catering spots, boutique hotels and the like. About how many providers of accommodation do you have on your platform?
So we have about 27,000 live and bookable listings on Lekker Slaap. So they are from various suppliers all over the country. We have a wide variety of options, as you say. We have, you know, from luxury hotels to your secluded self-catering cottages in the middle of nowhere on a farm. We really have anything someone would like to choose from.
Now, that's fantastic. Of course, one might say, I don't know what the split is, but there might be a number of your partners who are still unable to trade, right? Because of how the regulations have been released.
Yes, so there are certainly some of our establishments that have a struggle opening up at the moment. So the regulations tell us that first and foremost, obviously, we are only allowed to trade for leisure intra-provincially. And then also, all the establishments that are allowed to trade need to be registered and licensed establishments. So not all establishments necessarily are registered and licensed, like a camping ground, for instance, on a farm. That's not necessarily a licensed business, but it does operate as a hospitality business. And those businesses are struggling at the moment to trade, which is very unfortunate for us.
That is unfortunate, Khalilin, because the irony of that is that that camping ground might be a little bit less, I suppose, prone to infection. So, you know, before we get to the point of opening provinces, or which of the two would you prefer to see first? That the full range of offerings is open, or that the partial range is open to more South Africans?
So that's a bit of a toss-up. So I think the most important thing for us at the moment is, even though the opening of leisure travel within provinces on the intra-provincial level has been like a breath of fresh air for us, we do need all the provinces to be open for inter-provincial travel to really get some longevity in the travel industry, to really open up everything for us to really become a stable industry again. So that really, first and foremost, I think is the most important thing at the moment. Because as you say, some provinces like our poor Gauteng, they are quite limited in their options at the moment. And those neighboring provinces are really struggling because they are so dependent on our Gauteng people to go visit them.
That's true. Now, tell me something. Have you seen a lot of take-up since the tourism minister, Mamluko Kubai Ngubane, actually relaxed the regulations?
We certainly have. We saw a drastic pickup in our bookings since the announcement was made, especially building up to the long weekend. We saw booking levels spiking to about 65% of what we normally would expect this time of year. Now, normally we wouldn't be excited about only 65%, but given what we've had this year, 65% has put a smile on our face. We have seen that go down a little bit after the long weekend has gone. So it's about at 45% of what we normally would get this year. But still, it's a great kickstart to the process of kind of healing the travel industry.
Absolutely. And I know that there have been a lot of great deals. Are these guys having to price themselves to, you know, out of profitability just to get movement, or are they still able to make? Because generally in SA, most of our accommodations, the prices are relatively rich.
Yes, Yes, so there are many establishments that obviously had to come down with their prices, especially to cater for a local market. Many establishments across the country are dependent on foreign travelers. So obviously their prices are for international travelers, but given that they can only cater now to locals, they had to bring down their prices. But if you go on Lekkerslop, there are many, many establishments listed with us that are really focused on local South African travelers, local middle-class families. So there are many affordable options, but yes, you'll definitely see some great deals on our site at the moment.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you so much, Gerlyn. We're very keen for people to take this up for Wanderlust Wednesday. Lekkerslop, of course, has no R in the lekker. It's lekker, no, L-E-K-K-E-S-L-A-A-P.co.za. Thank you so much, Gerlyn Fischer, the
marketing
manager.
Thank you very much.